Is Daf Yud. So we are on the Mishnah on the top. The Mishnah says, Heter Nidarm Porchin Be'avir. The idea of being Matir Nidarm, Hataras Nidarm, is something that flies in the air, which means nothing to really rely on. What that means is, Rashi explains, Rashi in the Mishnah says, Hataras Nidarm Shamru Chachamim She'achachim Matir Sanedir Mat Remez Yeshua Mikra. There's only a little bit of a hint towards such a concept. Vein al ma'al lispach. There's nothing really substantial to hold on to. El shekein masir l'chachamim b'torah shebal peh. That was passed on to the chachamim torah shebal peh as something, a concept of hataras nedarim. So then the Mishnah says that.
Why is it different than shchita? Shchita says, like I told you.
Yeah, so that too. It's another example of a sign. It's a pasuk that some say it is a pasuk. Rashi says in a few places, other times it's just a halach mishmi Sinai. Hataras Nedarim is one of the examples. Hilchos Shabbos Chagigos v'Hameilos Harehem Kehararim Hatulim B'Sara Shein Mikra Muad v'Halachos Merubos. These are examples, Shabbos and the Karban Chagiga and the Isser of Meila. Those are halachas that are like big mountains of lots of halachas, but they're holding and hanging by a thread, because it's only a small amount of psukim, but there are a lot of halachas what to speak about. The Gemara is going to address that this case. And hadinim va'avodos va'hataros va'tameos va'arayos yeshlem al me'ashishmichu v'hein hein gufei Torah. These last few examples are things that are, there's a lot to rely on, meaning there's a lot of psukim, and these are gufei Torah. The Gemara is going to explain what each of these phrases mean. So on this mission, there's a very important Rambam on the Mishnah in Perish Mishnah. It's a very important definition of what he calls a esmachta. We know the Gemara uses many times an esmachta. So Rambam says esmachta is something that Chacham found a remez to something, but it wasn't the intent of the Torah, the intent of Hashem to be a remez. They just found an esmachta, they used it as a remez, but it wasn't the intention of Hashem when writing the Torah. And the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah argues and says, no, an esmachta was something that Kadosh Baruch Hu had intention for, but Chacham had to find these various remazim that were in the Torah, but Kadosh Baruch Hu did have that, that was the kavana of these various esmachtas. So that's a very, very important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ritva. So then the Gemara says here, Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yeshlehem al Mashiach Mechu. So Rabbi Eliezer thinks that they do have what to rely on when it comes to halachas of Hataras Nedarim. Shenemar, how does Rabbi Eliezer know that there's a source of Hataras Nedarim? Because the pasuk says, Shenemar Ki Yafli Shtei Pamim. It says two times. Why is it two times? Word Yafli means to do hafla, to say clearly what your neder or nazir is going to be. So Ki Yafli says two times. Why? Achas hafla le'isser, achas hafla le'heter. One is to create the isser, to take upon yourself a neder, to be very clear what the neder is, or the nazirus. And the other yafli is when the chachamim or the dayanim are being matir neder, has to be hafla as well, to be oker the neder. So this is the source, according to Rabbi Eliezer, of Hataras Nedarim. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yeshlam Amashis Mechu Shinemar. He quotes a different pasuk. Ashenishbati ba'pi, ba'pi nishbati v'chazarti bi. I took a shvua ba'pi in my anger. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I took a shvua and I was chozer. I retracted on it. So he was chozer. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he pulled away from this nether, from the shvua. So this is the pas. This is the source of Hataras Nedarim. So look at Rashi here. Rashi, it's around 15 narrow lines up. Says Rashi, nishbati ba'pi. I took a shvua with anger. Midikamer ba'pi. Mashma yachol ani lishael alav lefisha machmas api below midas miyushavas nishmati. So there's a built-in charata. In order to do Hataras Nedarim, you have to have some level of charata. The Gemara's in the Nedarim discuss. You have to regret, feel bad that you did something wrong. So the heter is that we see from here that post can point out. If you take a shvua out of anger, out of kas, that shvua is chal. But at the same time, that is your built-in charata. Since it was mikas, that allows the chachamim to be oker, to be matir the nether. Fine. Now, look at Tosas here. Tosas writes on this pasuk here, Ba'pi nishpati v'lo ha'janabe. He has a different girsa. His girsa says, I took a shvua in anger, but I didn't retract, but I could have, I just decided not to. So Tosas writes, Hiksha Rav Reb Chanan dal karchach kra b'hachi midrash. The pasuk has to be read this way, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't retract. Why? Midichsiv nishpati ba'pi im yivon el nuchasi. What does this pasuk refer to? The Darshina Minei, the Medrash tells us, is referring to Gavei Dor HaMidbar Shlo Bar Larts. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a shvua ba'pi. He was so upset at Dor HaMidbar, so that he said that I made a shvua and you're never going to enter in. So he wasn't chozer. He did not retract. He kept the shvua. So that's how Tosas reads the gears here. But he could have the ideas. He could have retracted, but he didn't. He did not go back on his word. But Tirtzleya read the high kralabah bias eretz mishtai. No, other Balitosas argue it's not referring to the Dor HaMidbar. Ella bechelek liol mahaba. Not referring to entering to Eretz Yisrael. It is referring to Dor Midbar, but entering to Olam Haba, which is Matinu Tana. We find the machlokis in the Gemara and Chelek, the end of Sanhedrin. Dor Midbar yeshlem chelek liol mahaba imkain ikel midrash v'hadron ebay. According to this opinion, one Tana holds that they actually, even though they didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, they did get Olam Haba. So according to this, the girsu would be Hadrani Bey or Chazarti Bey. I was Chozer Mashvu. I did grant them Menuchasi. I granted them Olam Haba. So those are two different ways to read this pasuk of Rabbi Yeshua. Then the Gemara says Rabbi Yitzchak Omer. He brings a third pasuk. How we know Hataras Nedarim? Yesh Lahem Al Mash Yismechu Shenamar. The pasuk says Kol Nediv Libo. When a person is Nediv Libo, says Rashi, six lines, narrow lines up. Kol Nediv Libo Heviu. Imo denu libo nodvo alav yaviu. If his lev, if he still wants to give the neder, so then he brings the neder, the nedava. V'mischarit, if he's regretting it, then yatir lo, then you're allowed to be matir. So in this pasuk, it's built in such an idea that a person can pull back his lev and retract on the neder. Then Chanani ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua, Chanani the nephew of Yeshua, Omer, he said, Yesh lam al mashis mechu, what's his source of Ataras Nedarim? It's Shinamar, the pasuk says, Nishbati v'akayama lishmor mishpatei tzekecha. I took a shvur and I fulfilled the keeping of the mitzvah. So Rashi here, the last four narrow lines, Rashi says, Midikamar v'akayama, that I will fulfill them, mechal din ratza shalol l'kayim, matir lo. Only if he decides he wants to be mekayim, it indicates that he has the ratzon, he has the ability to choose from it. But if he wants to not fulfill it, he can be matir. You don't like that?
What does that mean?
No, this is not referring to that. No, that's referring to Yeshua. What's the context here? Clearly, the way it's understood here is referring to additional the dharma a person takes upon himself. It can't be referring to other mitzvahs. It has to be additional dharma that he turned into himself as a mitzvah. I want to fulfill it, but I also could choose not to. How do you choose not to? By doing a hataras nedarim, undoing that net that you took upon yourself. Then comes on Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, the name of Shmuel. Had I been there, Shmuel, remember, was an Amora. Had I been among these Tanaim, I would have said, Amrilu, I would have told them, Didi Adifa Miditcha, my pshat is better than your pshat. What's his pshat? Shinama, the Pasuk says, Lo Yachal Dvaro, that you cannot be Mechal, you cannot desecrate your word, your Dibor, your Neder. Hu Einu Mochal, he's not allowed to. Aval, Acherim, Mochal, no, others are allowed to, meaning the Bezdin is allowed to be Matir, the Neder. And Amr Rava says, and we find this structure many places, and one came in Gemara Megillah and elsewhere, that the Tanaim give a whole list of answers for some question, and Shmuel gives his own answer, and Rava says each time, Amar Rava, L'chula Islu Pircha, all the Tanaim had a Kasha, Lebar Midishmuel, with the exception of Shmuel, the less they Pircha, he had no question on his. Why? What are the questions now? So the Gemara goes through, D Midi Rabbi Eliezer, whose source was based on Kiafli two times, Dilma k'Rabbi Yehuda, Shemar Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. Maybe he uses one of the Yaflis like Rabbi Tarfon Shita. Disani Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. Li Olam Ein Echad Mehem Nazir Shlo Nitna Nazirus El Lafla. Neither one's a Nazir because he has to be clear. What's Rabbi Tarfon referring to? So look at Rashi, the first wide line Ein Echad Mehem Nazir, referring to Shaim Shayu Yoshevin. Two people are sitting down on a bench. Ubayachal Lefneim. One guy passes by. One guy says, "Hareini Nazir Shazeh Habat Tlenu Nazirhu." That guy has long hair; looks like a Nazir. I swear, and if he's a Nazir, I'm taking upon myself a Nazirus. The Chaveru Amar, the guy next to him, says, "Hareini Nazir Sheino Nazir." That I'm a Nazir if he's not a Nazir. So Ulvasof Nimta Kechamhem. In the end, one of the guys were obviously right. Ein Echamhem Nazir. Neither one is a Nazir. Why? If he shall not Nazirus Leos Nazir Betlia, you cannot make a Nazirus depend on some condition. Ubesafek. It has to be very clear that when you made your neder, it has to be ki yafli, very, very clear as to what you're saying. Yafli is like niflo, it's like a clear nisim and niflo, something very, very clear. So it has to be hafla. So one of the words ki yafli is being used for that, in which case it's not available to be used for the drasha of hataras nedarim. So that rejects Rabbi Eliezer. Then the Gemara says, "E midi Rabbi Yeshua." Rabbi Yeshua's source was based on Asher Nishpati Biapi Dilma Hachi Kamar. Maybe the pasuk should be understood as Biapi Nishpati V'lo Hadranabi. Right, that was the other way around. That's Tosas Girsa, depending on the Girsa you had earlier. But maybe it is, I took a Shvua and I could not be Chozer. I wasn't allowed to be Chozer. There's no indication in the pasuk that he was able to be Chozer. So that can't be a proof either for Ataras Nedarim. E midi Rabbi Yitzchak. who use the pasuk of kol nidiv libo, that only if your lev is still being nidiv, but if it's not, so then you don't have, you could be chozer. How do you know that's pshat? Dilma lafuki midim Shmuel. Maybe it's trying to come to exclude the opinion of Shmuel. Who's Shmuel? Damer Shmuel gamar belibo tzarch shiotzi bisfasav. Shmuel holds it's not enough to have nidiv libo, to think about it in your heart. You have to actually articulate it. So that's what's coming to say. You don't have to articulate it. Kol nidiv libo is telling us that belave is sufficient, and there is no source then for ataras nidam. So the pasuk of Nidiv Libo is telling us that you could use a Libo even though you didn't actually say the words. Maybe that's what it's teaching us against Shita Shmuel. And then, even the Chananiah ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua, Dilma Krev Gidel Amarav. So what was his pasuk? He used the pasuk of the Nishpati Vakayema. So maybe he holds like Rav Gidel Amarav, Damar Rav Gidel Amarav, Minayin Shinishban Lakayimus and Mitzvah, Shinemar Nishpati Vakayema Lishmar Mishpatei Tzitkecha. How do you know you could take a Shvua to fulfill an already existing Mitzvah? Even though you mush from Bahar Sinai, you could still take a Shvua. A Shvua can be Chal on a Mitzvah that already exists, based on this pasuk here, and it has no bearing on this concept of Hatarsh Nadarm. So we saw we brought a kasha on each of the sources. Ella, the Shmuel less lay pircha. But according to Shmuel, there is no question at all. And Amar Rav of Yisema Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Hayin Nadarmi Inchi, that's what people would say. Tava chada pilplasa, one small pepper, is charifta, sharper, mimali tana dikari, sharper than a basket full of gourd.
I thought he asked
him, Shmuel. Huh? No, we didn't. Shmuel was the only one we did not ask a question on. No, that's a different Shita Shmuel, not this one. Not Shmuel of the sources, that's a different Shita Shmuel. So the point, posting the Achronim point out that even though we have a concept that normally Amaram cannot argue on Tanaim, that's only Legabe Halacha. Legabe Drush and other things like this case of the source of a pasuk where there's no Nafkamina, so then an Amora like Shmuel is allowed to argue on the Tanaim.
So it's two different Shmuels?
In two different Halachas. One bring a source of a pasuk, one bring a Halacha about being Motu Bisasaf. Okay, then the Gemara says the last six lines, two dots, Halachas, Hilchos Shabbos. Michtiv Ksivan. The Gemara said that Hilchos Shabbos was an example of Mikra Muat. What do you mean? There's so many psukim that say, Lo Sasem Malacha. So Lo Tzricha, the Gemara says no. The concept of Hilchos Shabbos and all the various malachas are based in many, many psukim. But there was needed Lo Tzricha, Lechadi Rabbi Abba, Demi Rabbi Abba, Hachofer Guma B'Shabbos, Vein Tzarech Ela Le'afra, Pater Aleh. Person digs a hole, and all he really needs is the dirt. Doesn't really care for the hole, so that's Pater. That's the Chiddush. So look at Rashi here. Rashi says, Zachofer Guma, Bona Binin. He builds a Binin. Vim Eino Tzarech La, he doesn't need the Binin actually, or the hole. Litos Afra, he just needs the dirt. It's interesting that Rashi refers to it, by the way, as Binin. Rashi elsewhere, other places in Shas, refers to this as Choresh. That's typically what he says. Rashi in Shabbos, I think, in Ein Dalad Amin Aleph, Ein Gimel Amin Beis maybe, said the difference is that Binin. Planting, rather, choresh, digging in a bias is considered a binyan, a digging out in a sod is considered choresh. I guess Rashi here is referring to inside the house, maybe. If you're building inside the house, I guess that would be binyan. So he says, Vim eino tzarech la'ela li'itel es ha'afar. If all you need is the dirt, but you don't need the hole, so an afa pisha binyan bani, even though you happen to build some hole, eino chayim mishim boni, not chayiv. So that's what we're learning from here. So that's the chiddush. That you're potter from that case. That's what we need to tell us. There's no real source of such a concept. So then the Gemara says, come on, who holds that way? It must be Rabbi Shimon. Damar Mlacha Shinatzuch Lagufa Potter Le. He's the famous Shita that holds that Mlacha Shinatzuch Lagufa you're actually potter from. So then the Gemara says, let's look at Rashi one more time. Rashi is going to be important here. Rashi says, Shinatzuch Lagufa Kagon Ze, like this case, Shinatzuch Labinyan Ze, where you need the dirt but you don't need the binyan. The binyan is really the Iker Mlacha, so therefore you're potter. Rabbi Shimon Amar Milsei Gavi Motzias Hameis. Rabbi Shimon's real, his initial shita was mentioned in the context of a mace. When you're carrying out a mace, bamita, in a coffin, the kovro b'Shabbos to bury the mace on Shabbos. The Kama Rabbi Shimon Pater al Hautzazu, your Pater from carrying, even though there's no Erev, Shibritzona lohaisa ba'alav, v'loha al-tarchla. You didn't ask for this mace to be buried, and you don't need this mace to be buried. So therefore, it's Melacha Shenetzich L'gufa, and you would be pater. So Rabbi Shimon must be the author of this Mishnah, that again, the Mishnah, what's referring to, the Hilchos Shabbos, that has Mikra Muat, is referring to the case of Mlacha, Shantzicha L'gufa's pater. So then the Gemara says, no, Afilu Teimel Rabbi Huda, you could even say Rabbi Huda authored the Mishnah, and Hasam Misakein Hacha mekalkahu. So what does that mean? So Rashi explains the last two lines here. Afilu teimel Rabbi Yehuda depaligale modi bahach guma. Even though Rabbi Yehuda argues, he says when you're carrying out the mace, one would be chayiv because mlacha shenetzuch lagufa, you're still chayiv for the otsa. But the case of digging the dirt, Rabbi Yehuda would agree you're pater de ilu hasam by the kovres and mace by burying the men misakinu. That's some level of tikkun by burying. But high chofer guma mekalkahu es chatzera. But when I'm digging a hole in my field, I'm digging a hole in my house, that's a kilkul. So even in that case, Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Rabbi Shimon, you would be pater. So then the Gemara says, okay. So my, what does it mean? My karar mehatulim b'sara says Rashi. The kamar b'masnis and demasha sheish ksas remes metor lilamidze umahar remes. The Mishnah says there's some thread, some strand that's holding on to. So what's the remes of such a concept of mlacha shein tzuch legufa? One would be pater on. So the Gemara says, top of Yud Amud Beis, Mlechas Machsheves Aser Torah, Umlechas Machsheves Lo Ksiva. So Rashi explains on the top of Amud Beis here, Mlechas Machsheves Sheha Machshava Chashva Bedaito Venis Kavin La. So Machshava, he thought about doing a certain Maisa with a certain result. Vizeh Lo Nis Kavin La Lebinin Zeh Vikach Pater. So normally, what's the criteria for being aser and Shabbos? A melacha that's aser for Shabbos is when you have a machshav, melachas machshavos, when you think about the outcome. The case of the digging of the hole, you have no interest in the outcome. You have no interest in the binyan, so therefore you be pater. Vizel remez muat. This is the small hint why dilu melachas machshavos b'Shabbos lo ksiva. It doesn't say melachas machshavos in the context of Shabbos. Ella b'mishkan hu dechsiv. It's written in the context of the mishkan. Ulafisha samech b'parshas vayakel. Parsha Shabbos, the Parsha Mishkan, since the Pesukim are juxtaposing the Shabbos halachos to Mishkan, so Anu lemeidim halachos machsheves l'Shabbos. So since it's through some level of a hekesh, that's only a remes to such a concept of melachos machsheves carrying through to Hilchos Shabbos as well. Okay, the Gemara now says in the top Yudim and Beis, two lines down, two dots, chagigos. Michtav ksivan. We have many psukim, not many, we do have psukim that refer to chagigos. So why does the pasuk, rather why does the Mishnah give us the impression that it's only a sara, it's only a small strand that's being connected to the Torah? Rashi quotes one example, kedamrin leil mivachagosem oso. There's a din in karmen chagiga. So Gemara says, lotzvicha lichad amar leir apapal abayi mimai dehai vachagosem oso chag l'ashem zvicha. How do you know the pasuk of chagosim? How do you know that word is translated to mean zvicha, a shechita? Who says that? Dilma chogo chaga kama rachman. Maybe chagosim means something else. What's chogo chaga mean? So it says Rashi, two narrow lines down, chogo chaga laharbos simcha, to just have a lot of simcha. How do you have simcha? So look at Tosfos now. Tosfos writes a very small Tosfos here. Chogo chaga yesh mefarshim lashon mecholos. What does that mean? Dancing, right? Going in circles, dancing. Humeya chagosa means to dance, not to have a zvicha, not to have karbano. So that's why there is no real clear source that there's a karban chagiga. It could be interpreted otherwise, so that's why it's only connected a little bit. It's only a small little remez. So then the Gemara says, if you're really going to take that literally, that chagosa means literally dancing in circles, el miyat, if that's the case, the pasuk says, v'yachogu liba midbar, what's that referring to? What's the context there? Right, when Moshe wanted to leave from Paro, they wanted to go to the Midbar for a few days. So it says, Yachogu li, b'midbar, hachanami dechogu chagahu, you wanted to start dancing, let's go dance in the Midbar? Doesn't make sense. V'chitem hachanami, maybe yes, Eina Hachanami wanted to go dance in the Midbar. V'haksib, but doesn't the pasuk say further? V'yomer Moshe gamatet hitem, but also you, Paro, you're going to give us biadenu zvachim v'olos. So clearly he wasn't going to dance with animals, he was going to do zvicha to shech the karbanos. So we clearly see there, Yachogu liba Midbar means zvicha karbanos. So the Gemara says, no, you could still interpret the pasuk saying as, d'mahachi kama rahmana, maybe Hashem was saying the following. Achlu v'shasu v'chogu chagai kamai. Hashem was telling Moshe to tell Paro, come eat and drink and dance with me. Chagosim wasn't qualifying what to do to the karbanos. Yachogu li was referring to dancing. What was the point of these zvachim v'olos? That was also supposed to be brought to eat also, the karbanos. But the definition of chagosim still meant, the yachogu li still perhaps meant to dance in the midbar along with all the various karbanos. So we still have no clear proof that chagosim means to do a zvicha. Gemara says, Lo sagadaitach. You can never have a real havamina that chagosa means to dance. Why? Because we have another pasuk that says, V'lo yalin chaylev chagai ad boker. You can't leave the chaylev of the chagiga until the morning. It means to increase simcha. It means to dance. L'chage islay. So, one second. There's a gusa there. Where did that gusa go? Right, mi islay. So again, v'isak daitach dechogo chagahu tarbal chaga mi islay. So is there going to be any simcha here? So look at Rashi says. Rashi says, Dilma, no, there's no Rashi here. I thought there's a Rashi. So I'm not sure exactly what the islay means there, but the idea is that we're saying that the leaving over of the chalev is dependent on the dancing? Certainly not. It depends on the boker. The Dilma Hachi Kamar, Rachman, maybe the Pasuk says, Chalev Habab is man chag lo yolim. So maybe you're going to say yes. Maybe we're saying that the only time that there's an issur of leaving over chalev is only when it comes in the context of a karban chagiga. So El Miat, if that's the case, Habab is man chag hu du lo yolim. So only if the chalev comes in the context of simcha and chag and singing and dancing, that's when you can't leave the chalev overnight to be burnt. But you're telling me the rest of the year then, we're making the diak, the rest of the yolin, that means you would be allowed to? Because right now we're reading the pasuk, lo yolin, chalev chagai at boker. Don't leave the chalev over in a chag on the days that you're celebrating. But the rest of the year you can leave over chalev. But they can't be because you have another pasuk that says, kol halayla at a boker ksiv. We said the entire night you have to burn the fats, but in the morning you can't leave it overnight. Until the morning, that's talking about in general karbanos. So in general, we have the concept of not leaving over chalev throughout the night. So we can't interpret lo yalan chalev chagai referring to only the night of simcha. So then the Gemara says, Dilma maybe imehahu had we had the pasuk only hava minahu laseik. That would only be an asay. Had we had the pasuk kol alayla at boker, there's an asay to burn it before the night, before the morning rather. Kasarachmanahai lalav. So we have the extra pasuk lo of lo yalin chel chagai boker to teach me that there is a lav as well. So Gemara says lav because of karachwin. We already have another pasuk that tells me there's a lav to leave over the fats overnight. Lo yalin mi abasa asher tizbach berev v'yom rishon laboker. You can't leave it overnight. So Gemara says no. We need all these sources. V'dil malav or lav b'shei lavim v'asei. Maybe we put all these psukim together. We now could have two lavim and one asay. So Gemara says fine. So there is no clear indication from these psukim that the word chagai necessarily means zvicha. It could still mean there's man simcha and dancing and singing. So what's the source? How do we know then that chagosem also chag l'Hashem refers to zvicha? So Gemara concludes, Ella asya midbar midbar. You have a gzer shava midbar midbar. Ksiv hach, it's written here, yechoguli by midbar. Uksiv hasm, it's written elsewhere. Now where is this pasuk found? I think this pasuk is found in Amos. It says, Azvachim u'mincha higashem li b'midbar. So malahal and zvachim, just like in Amos, the word midbar is used, and it's in the context of a zvicha. Afkan, so to the pasuk used here in the Torah, afkan zvachim. Ah, so it's a very nice gzer shava. So then the Gemara asks, so if it's a very nice gzer shava, my kararim hatulim bisara. So why then does the Mishnah refer to this as something hanging by a thread? It's a very clear gzer shava. It's a good drasha. So the Gemara says, because divrei Torah midivrei Kabbalah lo yafinam, because one pasuk is found in the Chumash, divrei Torah, the other pasuk is in Amos, divrei Kabbalah, and we don't learn divrei Torah from divrei Kabbalah, so therefore it's a nice little remez, it's a remez muat, it's only a tluim bisara. That's the conclusion of this Gemara. Fine. Gemara now says, Milos was the other example that the Mishnah told us was mikra muat and halachos Merubal, so it's hanging by a saros. Hararim hatulim bisara. So the Gemara says, Michtav ksivi. There are many psukim that describe, the end of Parsha Vayikra talks about Mi'ilos, the Isra Mi'ila, and the karbanos that you have to bring. So why does it say it's only a sara? So Gemara says, Amarami barchama lo nitzcha ela lechidatan. It's only needing for the following mission. The mission tells us in Maseches Mi'ila, Hashliach she'asa shlichuso bahabais ma'al. If a person sends the Ba'abayis, sends some guy with money of Hekdesh, and the Shliach does the Shlichas, so I, as the Ba'abayis, I'm getting the Isser Mila, even though he did the Avera. Lo Asa Shlichus, so if he changed his mind, he didn't do what I told him to, he did something different, so then he wasn't following as a Shliach anymore, so then the Shliach is Ma'al. So the Gemara asks a question, V'chi Asa Shlichus, so am I Ma'al? So when the guy did the Shlichas, why am I getting the Isser? He did the Avera, he's a Shliach. So that guy does the aver by using the hektish money, and I'm the one who gets the aver. It doesn't make any sense, right? The Gemara says, "Hainu kara matulin besara." So that's this idea that really it doesn't go, it doesn't make sense. It goes against everything else in Shas. Still, this is what we're saying, that a small tzara that's hanging, there's a hararim, mountains of halachas that are hanging by a thread. So Amar Rava, Rava says, what do you mean? My kusha, why is it so problematic? Why is it such a big chiddush? Dilma shiny meila, maybe meila is different. The yalfei chait chait mitruma, we have a gzeh shava of meila, that's learned from truma. Ma hasam shlucho sha'adam kamoso, afkan shlucho sha'adam kamoso. If I appoint a shliach to separate my truma from me, so it's going to be a good truma. So if the gzeh shava chait chait, so also when I appoint him to be my shliach for meila, that will be good, a good shlichas as well. So therefore, it's not such a wild chiddush. We have a gzeh shava proving such a point. Now, even though it goes against the concept of ein shlichas v'var vera and other things, we'll leave aside that for now. So then the Gemara says, Ella Amar Rava. Rava says, fine, that can't be the chiddush we're learning from the Mishnah. So what was this concept of hararim tulim besara? What was the unique case that has no basis? So it must be this case of lo nitzcha ella lichdetanya. According to this following brisa, nizkar ba'al bayis v'lo nizkar shliach. I sent him with hektish money. And on the way, before he actually does anything with money, I realize, oops, I gave him the wrong money. I gave him hektish money as opposed to chulim. So I said, you know what? I don't want him to do my shlichas anymore. He's not acting on my behalf anymore. I'm ending the shlichas. So again, nizkar ba'al bayis v'lo nizkar shliach. So I'm aware, and he's not aware of it. So shliach mal, so the shliach gets the avera, because I disconnected from him before I used it. So the Gemara says, shliach anya, my kavod. So what did he do wrong? He had no idea. No one told him this was any hektish money. Why is he responsible now? So Gemara says, "Hainu kararim atulim b'sara." That's what it means. It doesn't make any sense. That's why this is a chiddush that Mishnah says. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, "My kusha, why is this so problematic? Dilma midi dehava motzi mos hektish l'chulin. Why is it any different than any other case where a person who accidentally uses money of hektish, he uses it for chulin and buys something, he gets the avera." So why is this case any different? So the shliach also, he used malos hektish for a chulun. So he gets the avera just like a person in general. There's no difference. So the Gemara says, so what's the chiddush and what's this Mishnah talking about? What's the harar m'tulim besara? So Ella Amar Vashi. Vashi says, lo nitzcha ella l'chadetanan. It's referring to the following Mishnah. Natal even o korosh hektish. You take a rock or a beam of hektish. Harezel lo mal. There's no violation of milah, but just by taking it, you're picking it up, there's nothing has been accomplished there. But nasa l'chaver, if I give it to a friend as a matana, now it's changing ownership. Hu mal v'chaver lo mal. Now when I give it over to him, once it's a shinei reshus, it's changing ownership. I, as the nosein, get the avera. He, as the makabel, doesn't get the iser mila. So the Gemara says, michli, well, let's understand this case for a moment. Mishkal shakli mali hu mali chaver. What's the difference whether I take it for myself or I give it to that guy, my friend? Either way, there should be an iser. But yet the Braisa says, if I take it for myself as the gizbar, there's no avera. If I give it to my chaver, then there's avera. So that's what it means. Hainu kararim tulim besara, because it doesn't make any sense. So that's what we're saying. This is the chiddush of meila that doesn't make any sense, and there's no basis for it. So then the Gemara says, my kushi, why is this so problematic? Dilma kiddushmuel. Maybe this is like shita shmuel. Damar shmuel, shmuel holds hacha, going on to daf yudal from Ralph now. Dilma begizbar hamasuros lo avne binin askinan. Maybe referring to the Gizbar himself, who is watching over the various stones of the base of Migdash. Wherever it's placed, it's still his Rishus. Rashi says on the top here. He's watching over it. Whenever he takes it for himself, there's no Shinoi there. It was always his. He's responsible for not using it. He just picks it up. So nothing has changed. There's no shinui reshus for there to be an iser mila. Mila is only when it changes ownership. It's used for something chulin. By me as the gizbar, just lifting it up, nothing's changed. When I give it to my chaver, now that's as a matana, then it's a shinui reshus, and I would get the violation. So that makes a lot of sense. So what's this chiddush of, again, hararim tulim besara? So Ella, it must be the seifa of that Mishnah. What's the seifa? Bana besoch beso. If I, as the gizbar, build as part of my house, harez elomal, so only once I live underneath that house that has this built-in hektesh, that's whatever, however you evaluate the shavapruta of me living there, so then I would get an iser. Because the halacha is you only get the iser me'ila once you've benefited a shavapruta. So however you define me living in a house as a shavapruta, then once I build in the house, that's not an iser. It's only once I live there and get hana of a shavapruta do I get the iser. So Gemara says, Michta, Shnuya Shnuya, it changed. By me building my house, it has been a change. That's been a Shinoi. The violation of Me'ilah is defined by a Shinoi, some change. So Mali Dar, Mali Lodar, who cares whether I live there or I don't live there? Once I do the Shinoi, that should be the violation. So it doesn't make any sense. So that's the Gemara says, Hainu Kararim Hatulim Basara. These are these mountains of Halachas that really don't depend on much. It's a thread, a strand of hair that's connecting to. So then the Gemara says, what do you mean, my Kushi? What's the problem here? Dumal Chadrav, the Marav, Kagon Shenicha Pi Aruba. Maybe it's a case where you didn't build it into the house. You placed on top of the window, on top of a little sky roof you had, and you covered it up, so you didn't build it. There was no change, it's just blocking the sunlight. So then, E darbe in lo darbe lo. So if I sat underneath that window now, which is closed and protecting me from the elements, so then I'm getting hana. But if I didn't sit underneath it, then there's no hana. Ah, wasn't there a shinoi? No. I just put it on top of the window. That wasn't a shinoi. That's just placing it somewhere. What happens to benefit me? So only when I actually get the benefit would there be an isser. But if I don't get benefit, there is no isser. So that's very mistaber. That's very logical. So again, finally, what is the example that's hararim, tulim basara, a baseless concept in Me'ilah? So the Gemara says, El Yolim, the final answer is Kidirava. Really, it's like Shitas Ravo. What did Rava say? So Rava is the one who said earlier, when I send the Shliach to go use the money and buy something, and then I remember, Nizkar Bahabais, I remember that I sent him off with Mo's Hektish. So I say, you know what, I'm out of this, I'm ending the Shlichas. Now he doesn't know about this. So he continues to go, not knowing anything. So he ends up using that money, and he gets the Isser, not me. So the Gemara said earlier, says the Gemara, the Kakash Shlicha, Mide Dahava Motzi Mo's Hektish Lechulim. So why is this, what's this such a great Chiddush? If I take money out of my wallet accidentally, I actually accidentally take out Hektish money, and I use it, everybody agrees I get an Isser Me'ilah. So that's a very Pasha Din. I just made a mistake. I took the wrong money, but I'm responsible. So too, the Shliach, if he uses the Mo's Hektish, he should be responsible. It's very logical to say. So why is it such a Chiddush that the Shliach is responsible for using Mo's Hektish? So this is the Chiluk the Gemara says, Hasam yada yada dike zuze de hektish ibarli li ayune. As the Baal HaBayis, I know I have some money that's chulin, I have some money that's hektish. When I take out the wrong money, I'm responsible. Even though I don't know at the time, I'm still responsible that I should have been more careful. So that's why it's pashut that when I take out the wrong money, I'm responsible. But hacha, the shliach, miyada haynu miyada, I gave the guy money. He had no idea that I had any most hektish in my possession. So he assumed that all the money that I gave him was chulin. So why is he responsible? He has no reason to do any investigation. He didn't know I had any mouse hektish. Doesn't make any sense. So that's what the Gemara says. Hainu kararim atulim bisar. That's exactly the point. It doesn't make sense. Really, the shliach, from logic, the shliach shouldn't be responsible because he should have no idea that he had mouse hektish in his hand in the first place. Why is he responsible? That's what the din is. That's what it means. Kararim hatulim bisar. All right. We'll stop here. That's a good little...